I'm still waiting to hear how any of this makes my colony so important, Orinthen said.
The Conclave Agreement says that those races who are members of the Conclave may not hold new worlds for themselves. They colonize the worlds they discover, but other Conclave members will colonize too, Gao said. The agreement also says that when the Conclave finds a planet colonized by a non-Conclave species after the agreement, it takes that planet for the Conclave. No one gets to colonize unless it's through the Conclave. We warned non-Conclave species about this.
I remember, Orinthen said. I was chosen to lead this colony not long after you said this.
And yet you colonized, Gao said.
The Conclave was not a sure thing, General, Orinthen said. Despite your sense of destiny, you still could have failed.
Fair enough, Gao said. But I didn't fail. Now the Conclave exists, and now we have to enforce the agreement. Several dozen colonies were founded after the agreement was created, including this one.
Now I see, Orinthen said. We're the first in a series of conquests for the glory of the Conclave.
No,
Gao said.
Not conquests. I keep telling you this. I'm hoping for something else entirely.
And what would that be? Orinthen asked.
For you to leave on your own, Gao said.
Orinthen stared at Gao. Old friend, you have entirely lost your mind, he said.
Listen, Chan, Gao said urgently. There is a reason it starts here. I know you. I know where your loyalties lie. With your people, not with your Atafue and his policy of racial suicide. The Conclave will not allow the Wa'id to colonize. It's as simple as that. You will be held to the planets you had before the agreement, no more. And from those few planets you will see the rest of space fill up without you. You will be isolated. No trade and no travel to any other worlds. You will be contained, my friend. And contained you will wither and die. You know the Conclave can do this. You know I can do this.
Orinthen said nothing. Gao continued.
I can't make the Atafue change his mind, but you can help me show others that the Conclave would rather work through peace. Give up your colony. Convince your colonists to leave. You can return to your home world. I promise safe passage.
You know that's an empty offer, Orinthen said. If we abandon this colony, we'll be branded as traitors. All of us.
Then join the Conclave, Chan. Gao said.
Not the Wa'id.
You! You and your colonists.
The Conclave's first colony world is about to open to emigrants. Your colonists can be among them. You can still be the first to a new world. You can still be colonists. And you would get the public relations coup of not massacring a colony's worth of people, Orinthen said.
Yes,
Gao said.
Of course, that's part of it. It will be easier to convince other colonies to leave their worlds if they can see that I spared you on this one. Avoiding bloodshed here can help us avoid bloodshed other places. You'll save more lives than those of your colonists.
That's part of it, you said, Orinthen said. What's the other part?
I don't want you to die, Gao said.
You mean you don't want to kill me, Orinthen said.
That's right,
Gao said. But you will, Orinthen pressed. Me and every one of my colonists.
Yes, Gao said.
Orinthen snorted. Sometimes I really wish you didn't always mean what you say.
I can't help it, Gao said.
You never could, Orinthen said. It's part of what passes for your charm. Gao said nothing and looked toward the stars, which were beginning to show in the darkening sky. Orinthen followed his gaze. Looking for your ship.
Found it,
Gao said, and pointed upward.
The gentle star. You remember it?
I do, Orinthen said. It was small and old back when I first met you. I'm surprised you still command from it.
One of the nice things about running the universe is that you're allowed your affectations, Gao said.
Orinthen motioned back toward Gao's platoon. If memory serves, you've got about enough space on the Gentle for a small company of soldiers. I don't doubt that's enough to do the job here, but if you're determined to make a statement, it seems underwhelming.
First it's overkill, and now it's underwhelming, Gao said.
Your being here is overkill, Orinthen said. It's your soldiers we're talking about now.
I was hoping not to use any of them, Gao said, and that you would listen to reason. That being the case, there wouldn't be a need to bring any more.
And if I don't listen to reason, Orinthen said, you could take this colony with a company, General, but we can make you pay for it. Some of my people were soldiers. All of them are tough. Some of your soldiers would be buried with us.
I know, Gao said. But it was never my plan to use my soldiers. If you won't listen to reason, or the pleadings of an old friend, I have another plan in mind.
Which is? Orinthen asked.
I'll show you, Gao said, and looked back toward his platoon.
One of the soldiers came forward. Gao nodded to him. The soldier saluted and began speaking into a communications device. Gao returned his attention to Orinthen.
Since you once lobbied your own government to join the conclave and failed through no fault of your own, I'm sure you can appreciate it when I tell you that it's nothing short of miraculous that the conclave exists at all, Gao said. There are 412 races within the conclave, each of them with their own plans and agendas, all of which had to be taken into consideration as the conclave came into being. Even now, the conclave is a fragile thing. There are factions and alliances. Some races joined the conclave, thinking they could bide their time before taking it over. Others joined thinking the conclave would be a free ride to colonization, with nothing else expected from them. I've had to make them all understand that the conclave means security for all of them, and expects responsibility from all of them. And those races who didn't join the conclave have to learn that what the conclave does, all of its members do.
So you're here in the name of all the conclave races, Orinthen said.
That's not what I mean, Gao said.
You've lost me again, General, Orinthen said.
Look, Gao said, and pointed toward his ship again. You can see the Gentle.
Yes, Orinthen said.
Tell me what else you see, Gao said.
I see stars, Orinthen said. What else am I supposed to be seeing?
Keep watching, Gao said.
A moment later, a point of light appeared in the sky, near the Gentle. Then another,
and another.
More ships, Orinthen said.
Yes,
Gao said. How many? Orinthen asked.
Keep watching,
Gao said. The ships winked in singly, then in pairs and triplets, then in constellations.
So many, Orinthen said, after some time.
Keep watching, Gao said.
Orinthen waited until he was sure no more ships were coming before he turned again to look at Gao, who was still looking into the sky.
There are 412 ships in your sky, Gao said. One ship from every member race of the conclave. This is the fleet with which we will visit every world that was colonized without authorization after the agreement.
Gao turned again and looked for his lieutenant, whom he could barely see in the gloom. Gao gave his lieutenant a second nod. The soldier spoke in his communicator again. From each ship in the sky, a beam of coherent light stabbed into the colony on the riverbank, blanketing the colony in white. Orinthen let out an agonized, bursting cry.
Spotlights, Chan, Gao said. Only spotlights.
It took a few moments before Orinthen could respond.
Spotlights, he said finally. But only for the moment, correct?
At my order, every ship in the fleet will refocus its beam, Gao said. Your colony will be destroyed, and every member race of the conclave will have a hand in it. This is how it has to be done. Security for all, responsibility from all. And no race can say it did not agree to the cost.